Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live, a.k.a. High After Dust with your boy, Steady J. And we are getting it, man, yet another show, another week. It is going down. And, of course, this week is North by Northwest Urban Entertainment Week. And what does that mean? That basically means, you know, this whole entire week we will be showing love to North by Northwest Urban Entertainment. As far as this week, we're basically having people who work closely with us and I also be giving y'all a scoop today. For those of y'all who still don't know who North by Northwest Urban Entertainment is, I'll let y'all know who exactly it is, what we do, and what they have to do with my show. So most definitely. And we also got some of the hot mess, you know, hot mess in the streets, hot mess in entertainment news. That's how we do it, man. So we just go ahead and get in it real hard today. And I definitely want to say a shout out to everyone is just making stuff happen. A lot of crazy stuff, man, kind of going to, as far as going down this week, as far as event-wise, man, your boys going to be tired out. Let's see, we're going for the top, man. On this Thursday at Club Rio, we'll be having what we call the On Your Mark, Ready, Set, Party Better, the pre-relays party, which will be presented by North by Northwest Urban Entertainment and EMP and Monty of North by Northwest Urban Entertainment will be performing live. So shout out to that. Everyone gets in free, $5 for 11, so you can't beat that. Your boy Sunny J and your boy P-Buck will be in the ones and twos. I, of course, will be in the mic most of the night, so y'all know how we do it. That's at Club Rio, 801 Eagle Drive, in Texas. There you go. So if you're in the area, definitely come show some love and some support. And your girl Tanae from 979 The Beat would be in the building as well. So most definitely lots of love there. And then on Friday, because, you know, like I told y'all, this week is going to be crazy and be moving all around and whatnot. Then on Friday, we actually got a big event over in Austin, Texas. So you see, they're going from Denton, Norway, to Austin. It's That's a far drive, everybody. Keep you up on game. What that is. We're gonna have something called Facebook Famous Bash, and it's gonna be at Red 7. Shout out to it. And man, this is gonna be real big. Brought to you by Premier Promotions, Tilted Survivor TV, Always On In Promotions, and Fly Society of Austin in the building. And we'll be having a lot of great stuff. Your boy Sadie J will be in the ones and twos. So P Book and hosted by G Hood. So there you go. And if you haven't figured out by now what's going on, just catch up as fast as you can. Tomorrow on the show we'll have my boy P Book on here. We'll be talking to him, getting his advice as far as music and just why is, you know, the important part is how he's found a way of taking business, and he's really been strong with the business side of his music industry. So, and for those of y'all that catch that stay on my Twitter and my Facebook, you've seen I posted on today, I said, one day, as far as the music business goes, one of the easiest things is the music. The music is the easy part. What we all mess up at is the business part. So, there you go. You take care of the business, the music will take care of itself. So, it's just that simple. Because you, when you realize the business part of the whole entire ordeal, you'll start thinking, okay, I need to be more serious about music. I need to make sure I promote it this way, promote to these people at this time. It's all about timing, too. So there you go. And what we'll go ahead and do, we'll go ahead and go to my son, where my son's really. This is my boy, M.E. This is Dance Like a Stripper, which, by the way, let me go ahead and give an intro for this song. As far as Dance Like a Stripper, when this song comes on, and it comes on the club, I have yet to not see the DJ plays it, myself included, and people just don't get live. Like, there's no way no one gets live when it comes on. It's automatic, and YouTube, it's starting to be all over YouTube. People are all over YouTube doing it, between twerk teams. Everybody, you know how it is. Once twerk team do it, every chick pretty much, I mean, that's a great twerker. We'll be dancing to it in the club or most likely on YouTube. So that's what it is. So shout out to everybody that's showing my boy ME some love. Here we go. This is Dance Like a Stripper, and we'll be right back on Hot After Dusk on Life After Dusk Radio. Let's get it.
Work.
Ain't got a nigga. I'm throwing on that liquor.
time of the week, but I know she lying to me. I know the mind of a freak. Them hoes are grinding, they sleep. But PYT, I ain't get me with VIP, YG the beast. Say she dying to me, hear me, cause I am a beast. She ain't a diamond to me, but since she and I, I'm a beast. Your girl be whining to me, but I be supplying to me. No, I ain't grinding for free, so hit me, cause I'm in the deep.
Everybody, it's your girl Elizabeth Langham, and whenever I'm not being a total goofball or trying to get famous, you know I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and The Dusk Spot. My man, Fetty J.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to Life After Dusk live, how, a.k.a. Hotness After Dusk, a.k.a. Hot After Dusk. We're back in the building, so definitely love the fact that we have some people listening. My boy, Maddie's in the building. What's up, Maddie? See, Maddie's in the chat room. He's like, yes. And by the way, I got to catch up because I got to catch up so many of y'all that don't know, because a lot of people are brand new, so they don't know the whole thing. That I have not, until last week, I hadn't been here for about a month and a half. I was focused on my own radio station doing that. And we're still doing that, but I wanted to, I know I missed Blog Talk, fam. I had to come back to them, too. So that was what it was. Shout out to Maddie in the building. Yes, man, I'm back, man. he's like, man, everybody's leaving, man. Nah, man, you know, we all kind of taking our time to figure out if Blog Talk is where we want to stay. And it is what it is, man. I enjoy Blog Talk for the most part. So, although they annoyed me with, I mean, just keep it real, and that's, I think that's one of the things I love, the fact that I've always spoke my mind about what I had to say, when a lot of stuff doesn't do stuff right or whatnot, and that's the thing, but they still show me respect, and they still keep me in the highest regard, and I love that, the fact that I get to speak my mind freely, and, you know, they're not chastising me for it, because if you were to say that, like, about a radio station you work for one night, and you said that about, man, well, this ain't working, then, you know, all of a sudden, yep, the job was on my mind or whatnot. But that's the thing. It's all about doing you over here. And so I appreciate, there's a lot of stuff, the stuff that Blog Talk just did right is what brought me back. So most definitely. Yeah, I know. I feel you, Maddie. I could tell you, man. I had to come back, man. I miss y'all so much. I'm going to catch up as far as I told y'all today. I'm going to tell y'all as far as what Northwest Urban Entertainment is. And it's definitely a movement that you are definitely an independent artist, in which, you know, my show, which is 2 years old, the 23rd last month, actually, you know, basically that, you know, one of the things we've been focusing on is up-and-coming artists and independent artists' music and really getting them out there. And that's one of the things with North Block, No First Ever Entertainment is, you know, being able to have there's a brand that knows how to take all these different realms and mix them together, because one thing people don't do is, you know, everyone try to have everyone that sounds the same or everyone's pretty much from the same region. And The great thing about it is with North by Northwest Urban Entertainment, it's all about getting out to three regions all at once. You know, of course, me being in the greater North Texas region and Monty being over in the Pacific Northwest region, and then you got the North, which is really like, you know, the East Coast for, you know, like Philly, Jersey, NYC and whatnot. It's basically just a whole lot of great things going on with all that movement, and just being able to bring all those different people from all those different regions together and helping push each other. That's the problem. A lot of times we focus on one region, and we only push the artists within that region, instead of trying to do it multiple ways and everyone showing each other love. And if you continually do that, you'll see this stuff grow. So it is what it is. And I appreciate everyone that they always get a great feedback about the artists and whatnot. Y'all definitely find a way to continue this movement to be much stronger each and every day. So most definitely. And let me go ahead and go into some of the hot news for today. First off, I'm going to go ahead and say congratulations to Jay-Z and Beyonce for spending their third anniversary together. That's really crazy. Their third anniversary. They spent it in the Bahamas, and just big ups to them. A lot of, I know they're going to do a lot of stuff, and especially when you're a celebrity couple, it makes it 10 times harder. So big ups to y'all for just making it happen and finding your way around it. And just trying to stay true to yourself. That's another hard part, too, being in this industry, trying to stay true to yourself. And as far as, like, hot mess, that was actually just the good news. Like I told y'all before, not everything on here is always mess. But there's always this. First off, I want to go ahead and go into the point of Facebook. I have been going in on Facebook very much so lately, and which one of the big things on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff is people share entirely way too much. They share it's craziness. Like, you know, watch people who bash the other sex so much is like, or bash it. Or even keep us in just insane sex relationships or whatnot, that's bashing the other person so much, it just gets so old to watch. I'm like, you know, who wants to continue to sit on, who wants to be on there and want to sit there all day? And to me, it makes you look very vulnerable, and it makes you look desperate when you run around saying stuff like, oh, I need a boo, and it's like that every 5 minutes on there. And some people, they drive me insane with this. You tell everyone your relationship is so much, and then you wonder why there's always so many outside forces that try to come in and break it up, or they find a way to break it up. They do find a way to break it up because you tell them so much of your business. Like, stop telling everything. Like, I get tired of seeing this. Even the good stuff, shut up sometimes, because some people sit there, they go, oh, my boo, he's taking care of me, I love him so much, and then next day they pissed off me. They talk about how pissed off they are at each other. It's just real dumb. Like, it really does make you look bad. So, yes, and I agree with you too, Maddie, as far as that. Maddie was saying in the chat room how he gets to play all his music, such. I do too, man. I find a way of making it work too. I find definitely a way of making it work. So I'm actually happy. It's all about me finding a way to make it work. So, yes, I'm very happy of the result. And just really squeezing on the, you know, and everyone, you know, a lot of people have been wondering, man, 30 minutes, man, you're only going for 30 minutes now. You know, like, one of the things with Vlog Talk is, like, the situation with Vlog Talk I'm doing right now is we're able to do 30 minutes. But what I like about the 30 minutes is we all get to kind of get that quick bit in. And you get the music, and you get the talk, and you get all that stuff in there, jam-packed into 30 minutes. And it doesn't feel like you take all your time. It's like watching, it's like going to watch a TV show. The TV show's on for 30 minutes, and so it doesn't take up all your time. And you're able to keep it moving. And that's why I was a little afraid at first, but I kind of like it, kind of get be short and sweet. You know, kind of what I want to be about anyway. So shout out to Stevie Mack for really being one of the people who was a forefronter for the 30-minute shows. This man definitely has shown how you can take 30 minutes and make it happen. So big up to him. So, oh, yeah. You do. Oh, yeah. I just thought about that. You made a very clear point. Very clear point. But now I'm going to go ahead and play. I actually got another song on play today because it actually came on the wire not too long ago while doing the show. This is by Total Chaos. Let me know what y'all think about it. This is called Play My Ish. So here we go. I just saw the picture because I didn't actually watch the awards, Like, I saw the picture for Willow Smith when she was at the Kids' Choice Awards this past weekend, and I must say that she, the style she went for was very nice. It wasn't like crazy. It was trendy, but at the same time, it had like a very sophisticatedness to it. And it wasn't too out there. You know, she's a kid. It's like, ooh, some of the hairstyles she's had, like, it was like, what in the world, Willow? What are you doing? Like, the whole candy cane one she had for Christmas, it was just too much. But, yeah, I'm feeling this new hairstyle. I definitely think she should rock there for a while. It's definitely a hot hairstyle. Keep it up. Of course, she had a picture with her and Jada next to each other. It's crazy looking into it, man. It's scary because they're so young and so short and all that stuff, and yet they come out so powerful. So it's big up to them, and I know truly from my own personal experiences how it is to be a young person that's making trends and stuff in this industry and whatnot, or just. You know, being ahead of your time. Even just take away from just being in the industry, it's the fact that you're ahead of your time. It makes stuff a little hard sometimes, and it's just interesting. So there you go, man. That's a reminder. North by Northwest Urban Entertainment will be presenting On Your Mark, Ready, Set, Party Better, Pre-Relays Party this Thursday at Club Rio, 801 Eagle Drive, in Texas, at EMP and Monty of North by Northwest Urban Entertainment, performing live, hosted by Tanae from 979 The Beat. It will be $5 before 11 p.m. Let's get it in. Your boy, Steady J, will be on the mic. He'll be on the ones and twos, as well as the boy, P-Buck, will be on the ones and twos as well. So, y'all know how we do it. We'll be getting it in. And if you've been to one of our events at Club Real, you know how we are with the music and how we are with how we treat everyone that comes to our events. So let's definitely come if you're in the area. Go show some love, stop by, show your face, and let's have a good time. So there you go. And tomorrow, speaking of which, P-Buck will be on the show tomorrow. And we'll be talking to him. Like I said, talking to him as far as the music industry, his point of view, what he's noticed, as he's worked on it from behind the scenes, and even the forefront as well. So it's definitely interesting to get that from a person who's done a little bit of everything in the industry. So as we get to the last couple of minutes left, I just want to make sure y'all know, remind y'all, as usual, the Dust Spot at duskowls.ning.com. Go there. You can check out some of the shows. You know, since we do our own feature of the day. Show the features from the shows is coming up. But shout out to Blog Talk too, because I see it's simply on the front page, and I'm like, wow. So a lot of people that say, oh, well, you know, he's not really. I reassure y'all that you can go check out stuff and see how I still do it. I may have been gone for about a month and a half and thought it's still going to be gone forever, because kind of what I said, but hey, I'm back, and don't get too comfortable. So, and that being said, I want to go ahead and end off of this, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, just remember where there's a J, or there's a U, through God, there is a way. Y'all are tuned to another episode of Life at Dusk Live with your boy, City J. Hot After Dusk is what we do in this building. So here we go. We go in here rolling out. And y'all definitely just go around and just tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend to tell a mother, that's your friend. So there you go. We rolling on out. See you later, alligator.